Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and in this week's edition, our feature story is with Congressman Max Miller. The U.S. Congressman serves the 7th District of Ohio. He also sits on the House Committee on Agriculture. Our Amanda Mangan caught up with him to talk about his reaction to the recent presidential State of the Union address.
So first off, give me your impressions of the State of the Union address. How did you feel about it overall?
I thought it was very disappointing. You know, we have a lot of problems within our country that we are facing that we need to fix, that can be fixed at this moment in time. And the president last night decided to make really his three points of his speech in the very beginning about a war in Ukraine, about IVF, and about January 6th and Republicans being a threat to democracy. What I wanted to hear from the president last night is, what are you going to do to address inflation that was at roughly 1.4% when you started as president of the United States? And since 2021, it's gone up 17.9%. I didn't hear how he plans to still address that. It's obviously not transitory. I heard really nothing about the border as he then brought it up, but blamed Republicans. We have passed H.R. 2, I want to be clear, the strongest border package out of the House of Representatives since the early 1990s. And this has been sitting up there in the Senate collecting dust. And you know, I just want to make something clear. No new laws need to be passed in order for President Biden to enforce the existing laws that are down already at our country, at our southern border. He can fix this as of yesterday, and he could fix it today with a stroke of a pen as he undid everything President Trump had done to secure the border. And when we talk about energy independence, he said nothing about it. You know, he continued to gloss over it, you know, with his, you know, Green New Deal and the Green Model and his climate change agenda, which is more activist than being pragmatic. And it really is troubling. You know, I wanted to hear answers on how, you know, we could help every American, not just some. And I didn't get that last night.
And he only mentioned agriculture once in his speech. He talked quickly about family farms. So what does that mean to you in terms of the farm bill and what that means for the agriculture industry in general to only get just that little snippet of a mention in that entire hour and a half long speech?
It's incredibly, once again, disappointing. We've been working diligently on the farm bill, and even the Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow said that she would be okay with extending the farm bill until the end of this term, which it is, but even more so than that, that's not okay. Our farmers and ranchers are extremely important to this country. You know, when we say food security is national security, we tend to mean it. Some of our colleagues don't, though, when they think that we can just extend the farm bill, as we have to continuously work on the farm safety net, crop insurance, and even cover some specialty crops that we have in our district that aren't currently covered right now. And so when we look at everything as a whole, it's incredibly disappointing that it seems as if the other side of the aisle is just okay with extending this farm bill and not getting to work and addressing it the way that it should be. And that to me is incredibly disappointing. It just, to me, it shows you where this president and this administration, where their priorities are. And he laid them out very clear within the first 5 to 10 minutes of his speech. He then compared himself to FDR as a wartime president. And to me, it was just incredibly divisive campaign nonsense as opposed to real policy from the commander in chief of our country.
It felt more like a correspondence dinner speech than a State of the Union, right?
It really did. And I know people have said, well, you know, President Trump, when he was up, look, I had gone to all of President Trump's State of the Unions when I worked for him in the White House in the operational capacity. Not once was it ever this political and divisive. I mean, President Trump isn't in office right now, but yet Biden wants to blame Trump for everything that's happened under his watch. It's hard to make sense for anybody, I believe.
What are you hearing from your constituents so far? What's their reaction? What's next after this? Because it's just a speech. What happens in the day to day? What's this going to mean realistically for Ohioans?
Well, the interesting the typical reaction I'm getting from, let's say, the Republican side is, you know, the typical reaction you expect to hear. You know, we kind of knew it was going to be like this, incredibly divisive. Once again, he has not brought answers to the problems we have within our country. But what's more interesting than that is that some of our other constituents who are Democrat and even independent, then those are the responses that I'm really looking and listening to as I listen to all of them. But to be clear, they're incredibly disappointed. They think that last night was a big loser for them and that President Biden didn't address the problems that really matter to the American people. You know, President Biden doesn't go to the grocery store to buy his own groceries, and he certainly doesn't fill up his car at the local gas station every single day. And the majority of individuals that he works with, who all have details, aren't adjusted to real life. Real Ohioans and Ohioans know that they are struggling when they go to the grocery store, that they are struggling when they go to the pump, and they see the crime and the illegal immigration, which has ravaged the state of Ohio. And I got made fun of on my first campaign when I said that Ohio is a border state. Well, there was a drug bust that just happened in the state of Ohio that was directly connected to the southern border when it comes to fentanyl. We are a border state, and all of this can be fixed, and we just didn't hear it. And they are incredibly disappointed by President Biden's outlook for the country, as it was not positive and made it seem like everything was going to crumble down last night at the State of the Union. He didn't even address trade. I mean, we're going to double our trade deficit when agriculture from around $15 billion to $30.1 billion, I believe the numbers are roughly right around there. I mean, we are getting taken advantage of by Mexico with their protectionist revision on GMO corn, and Canada, who's negated the USMCA agreement, like Mexico, with dairy tariffs at 318% for our dairy producers in Ohio. I mean, this man has said nothing about what actually matters, in my opinion, to any farmer and rancher, regardless of political affiliation. He's acting as if, you know, we don't matter. And that isn't good enough. And we need better leadership out of the president of the United States, who are going to hold even our allies accountable for breaking these trade agreements that we've had in place for a few years. I mean, it is astounding to me that we wouldn't want to do better and expand our trade. And literally, as a byproduct of that, helping our national security infrastructure, making new friends and building alliances. I mean, that is why agriculture is so exciting, is that it can touch so many different things across the board that maybe people don't think about.
And there was just a letter sent about milk prices. You talk about inflation, talk about the impacts of local farmers. And, you know, everybody goes to the grocery store, and you wouldn't be able to without the help of the ag industry. Milk prices are a big part of the concern as well. Prices for all agricultural products, right?
1,000%. But you didn't hear that last night. What you heard last night is a rosy economy in a great country that is, you know, chugging along. And, you know, according to President Biden, in terms of the economy, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's not. If you're a young couple out there right now, or you're an adult and you want to move to a different home, good luck with an 8% interest rate. Same thing if you want to buy a vehicle right now. I mean, look, there's a couple who are friends of my wife and I. And they're a little bit younger, and they went to go buy a home out in our district. And the home price was exactly where they wanted it to be. But, you know, they're not really paying attention to what's going on in terms of interest rates rising by a quarter of a basis point and things like that. So when they sit down with the realtor and they hash everything out, they're looking at the payment and their principal, and they're like, whoa, what's happening here? Why is this so much money? You know, we had it at around, you know, 3.7, you know, percent, whatever. So they were educated very quickly. And as they walked out of there, and I'm talking about two very, you know, hard individuals on the other side of the aisle, they called my wife and I and privately said, we're going to be voting for the other guy, because we didn't realize the type of economy that is right outside of our door. The home that they're in is going to be their forever home right now as they continue to expand their family. And that is the position that we put people in, whether you can't even afford a home for your young family or a family in general, or if you want to do better for yourself. President Biden has made this country unaffordable on the wages that are currently being put out by him and his administration. So.
And what else do you want to get out there for constituents? Where can they go? What can they do if they want to voice their concerns, let you know what they're struggling with and what needs to be done and how to move forward coming out of this?
Absolutely. We are open, and we are here as a resource for any constituent or anyone that would like to ask us a question. We have two district offices. We have one out in Medina at the town square, and we have one in Parma attached to the rec department. And we are happy to take any questions or concerns. And even with, so our district offices, I want to be clear, we help veterans with disability or outsourcing appointments. If you have any issues with the IRS or anyone in your business within the district that has any issues, please contact us. Immigration, please contact us with visas, statuses, passports, and anything with healthcare. And we touch a myriad of issues and other concerns that people may have about agriculture or the Farm Bill. Please reach out to us. We have an Agriculture Advisory Council that's led by former Congressman Bob Gibbs. and Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge. And we're working hard every single day to make sure that the Farm Bill becomes a reality and that we can provide some relief to our farmers and ranchers that are out there in Ohio and across the country. And so please use us as a resource. We are here working hard and diligently on your behalf. And make no mistake, I understand this very well, as some of my other colleagues, I believe, don't. I work for all of you. You don't work for me. And so if there's anywhere that I need to go or any question that I need to ask, please reach out to us, because that is my job. And I'm lucky and honored enough to have it to represent all of you, who put me here. So thank you.
Thank you again so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Kuhn Krauss offers a broad range of cultivation equipment that's designed to perform where proper seed beds are essential. An Apple Farm Service can hook you up with one that's right for your field. From primary, secondary, to high-speed tillage tools, Kuhn Krauss machines are designed to make your soil soft, your seed beds level, and break up soil compaction. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today to learn which Kuhn Krauss machine is best for you, or go to applefarmservice.com/Krauss. Holman Inc., a family-owned business since 1958. Producers throughout Ohio and Indiana rely on Holman Inc. for livestock feed and manure equipment, grain storage and handling systems, as well as animal confinement buildings, specialty projects, solar energy systems, and more. With an impressive stock of parts and trained service technicians ready to assist you 24/7. With two locations to serve you, Maria Stein, Ohio and Milroy, Indiana, check us out on the web at HolmanInc.com. From generation to generation, farmers do their best to protect their land, livestock, and farm operations, but they can't do it alone. Salina Insurance Group has partnered with local ag professionals to do just that, offering the peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. Salina's products and coverages come from our firsthand experience and relationships with local agents. For total farm protection, come experience the Salina difference. Learn more at salinainsurance.com. Here it comes, a 349-acre land auction from the area leader in land auctions, Dye Real Estate and Land Company. March 28th is your chance to own 349 prime acres of Hardin County farmland. Join us at the Hardin County Fairgrounds. This is a land auction you can't afford to miss. Online bidding is also available. Dye Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information on this and other upcoming events, go to DyeRealEstate.com. Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today, and joining me now is Justin Croner. Justin is the crop production specialist with Case IH, and we're here at a very important planting clinic. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's some of the important things we need to remind our farmers out there when it comes to getting ready for planting season?
Well, it's now is the time, and it's almost past the time, to get your planter out and get it ready for planting season. It's the most important pass that you're going to make through the field with the planter, because without that pass, nothing else is going to happen. And so you want to make sure that you give yourself a lot of time to get the planter hooked up, get it pulled out of the shed, and go over some of the maintenance things that we're going to talk about today, get everything set. And so when the time comes, you hit the field running. I mean, we have, with the exception of a few off and on years, we have a very small planting window in most cases. So if you miss that window, it could end in some tragedy as far as the end goal. But so you want to make sure that everything's set and you don't get out there and you blow a hose, or you have poor seed placement straight in, and you're either parked trying to figure that out or figure it out after the corn starts to come up out of the ground.
Let's be a little bit more specific now. Let's talk about those maintenance points that our farmers need to be aware of, especially with this Case IH equipment.
Sure. So some of the big points as far as maintenance is making sure that our planter row unit is stiff, as I call it. So it's not shaking, it's not wobbling, you got no wear in your parallel arm bushings, or they need to be replaced. Clear down to your bearing style closing discs. You want to make sure that they're all staying in a row and moving. as they should, not side to side, so you're not bouncing that seed down that seed tube, and it's coming down nice and steady and where it needs to be as far as your placement. So those, that's the big thing. And also, as far as the technology side, making sure that you have all your settings in there, your crops, your if you've made any major changes to the planter, having all that set up ahead of time so that it actually functions when it gets to the field.
You know, Case IH, of course, is on a cutting edge of technology when it comes to planters. What are some of the newer things that our farmers need to look for if they're if they've purchased a new planter over the last year or two and going into this planting season, what they need to look for to make sure they're ready to go?
Well, we've continually improved our product throughout the years. So every year we've added new software. Usually sometimes it's you know, bug related. We found something during our testing or during last season that we want to improve. So we want to make sure you get that freshest version of that software that you can inside that planter. And then physically on the planter, we've tried to add some different components and parts to increase the wear life of certain components or parts on the planter, new bushings in the parallel arms or a new closing arm on there that is better designed to withstand some rough terrain. So making some of those small improvements over the years. And in bigger picture, what we've done is we've continually added new models to our planting lineup. So we have a small 2120 or 2110 six or eight row mounted planter with all the technology that you would expect in some of the big planters nowadays on a smaller package. So,
you know, that early riser planter too is such a gem because of its ease of transportation too. Getting in and out of the field is really what it's all about, getting up and down the road and getting in and out of the fields.
Yeah, we keep that in mind, and we put this on out there, but it's designed by farmers or built by farmers is our key tag. And in a lot of cases, the design is by people that have actually farmed. So we are conscious of the challenges of getting a big planter into a field or a tillage piece or a sprayer applicator piece of equipment. So we try to make it as compact and easy to move around as we can because we know what challenges await it as far as when it gets to the customer.
Justin Kroner has been our guest crop production specialist with Case IH, and he appears courtesy of our friends, of course, here at Apple Farm Service. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs. Get ready for another great land auction from Dive Real Estate and Land Company. Mark your calendars and join us March 21st at the Wood County Fairgrounds in Bowling Green. Over 98 acres offered in three tracks. Tract 1 is over 71 acres. Tract 2 is over 17 acres. And Tract 3 is 10 acres. Online bidding is also available. Dive Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information on this and other upcoming events, go to direrealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Davis, and here at Alan Davis Insurance, we strive to be your solutions provider. As a business owner and an active farmer, I know the challenges firsthand that you face to run your business and your farm. Give us a call, 419-738-7447, for your auto, home, life, farm, commercial, crop, and financial services. Or check us out on the web at alandavisinsurance.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today, and joining me now is Tom Natel. He's a district sales manager for Kinze. We're here at a planting clinic for Apple Farm Service. Tom, nice to have you back on the show again.
Thanks. Good to be back again.
Let's talk about some of the things that our farmers need to think about when it comes to planting season.
Okay, sure. So one of the things that we always like to talk about is the new products that we have out for the new planting season, both this year and for next year. Apple has a lot of planters here that are still available for this spring if somebody's in need of one before planting season. And then we also like to talk about what we have coming for next year with some of our new models and the new things that we've come out with so that they're aware getting ready into this planting season to be ready to order one for next season if they'd like.
We've got a good crowd here for this planting clinic. So let's talk about some of the new things that our farmers can look forward to when they purchase a Kinze planter.
Sure. So behind us here today, we have a new 5900, which is a brand new planter for this planting season, plant 24. It's got the new 5000 series row unit on it. And then we also discussed the 5700, which is a 20-inch version of this machine with the new 5000 series row unit. And then launched today for this crowd was the new 5670 that we're putting out for next spring, which will also have the new 5000 series row units, both the pull rows and the push rows. So they were pretty excited to see that this morning.
What are some of the things that differentiates a Kinze planter from the competition?
Well, certainly the maintenance and longevity of the items that go into it, the quality that we put into these planters. Also with these planters is the technology that we've put into it with the Blue Drive and the Blue Vantage and the simplicity that it gives to the farmer to be able to run these with all the modern features that any planter could ask for, but also the simplicity that Kinze's always known for.
I think one of the things that Kinze's known for, of course, is their technology. So let's talk specifically about that technology once again and how it differentiates you from the competition.
Sure. So with the Blue Drive planters, they're all electric drive planters. The new 5000 series are all bulk fill. Blue Drive, electric drive, vacuum meters. They have the hydraulic downforce on them. As well as all the modern features that we get out of the Blue Vantage monitor that comes with them, that we're adding features to that every year free of charge to the farmer that they can update for free. We have some new features for coming out for next year as well that we showed these guys today for Plant 25, the new Blue Vantage features. Split screen, we're now able to work with Climate Field View. There's other things that are coming as far as the fertilizer control. On the 5670, we've got new technology with the fertilizer on it where it actually balances the tanks out going through the field, so you don't have to worry about one fertilizer tank being heavier or fuller than the other. So there's a lot of things that we can't possibly capture in this conversation, but you know, certainly check out the Kinze YouTube channel. That has a lot of updates on it. Or stop by and see any of your sales guys here at Apple Farm Service, and they'd be happy to give you more detail.
Before we let you go, let's talk specifically about the diversity of these planters. Of course, you've been all over your district, and we'll talk about what that area what that area consists of. Sure. But specifically, let's talk about the diversity of topography and the different kinds of grounds that this Kinze and many of the Kinze planters can handle.
Sure. So, I mean, we farm everything from down in the south in the Mississippi Delta all the way up to, I cover some dealers all the way up into Canada. We go all the way to the east coast up against the Atlantic Ocean to all the way to the far stretches of the west out through Nebraska and Kansas and Minnesota and the Dakotas. And so it sees a variety of ground. And I mean, as far as the planters, we're still building everything from a four-row ground contact drive mechanical meter up to a 24-row 30 or a 36-row 20, electric drive, vacuum meters, hydraulic downforce. So it's everything from 4 to 36 rows and all kinds of different configurations in between.
So durability has got to be something that people can be assured of when they purchase a Kinze planter, right?
Yep, durability is something that we've long been known for, and it's still designed and built into every planter that we build today. The longevity of some of the customers that I talk to is just unreal, how long they've planted, how many acres they've planted, how the planter's on its fourth, fifth, sixth customer, and they know everything about it and the history of it and how they're still running it today with just swapping out some wear parts each season.
Well, just besides swapping out the wear parts, what about some of the additions that they need to make to update those planters? Is it easy or is it hard to make sure that their planter is up to date?
Kinze planters have always been known to be simple to work on. I mean, we give you a lot of room in between the row units compared to some others. All the upgrade kits that are available through your Kinze dealers, whether wanting to change out meters, change out your downforce, change out the way that the planter's driven, A couple of years ago, we came out with the 05 series improvements, which was a lot focused on the wear parts that we were able to upgrade over the years as technology comes along. And we find, you know, on the 5000 series, we now have greaseless bushings on the gauge wheel arms, shimless adjustment on the gauge wheel arms. So we're really going and eliminating a lot of that daily maintenance that's needed on the planters based on the technology that comes about now. On this planter in particular, you can get up to 60 bushel hoppers. So you're able to plant for a lot longer than what you used to be able to plant with the boxes, a lot less refills. You don't have to stop. This planter can come up to 600 gallons for the fertilizer on it. You know, it's something that we're constantly struggling whether we have more fertilizer capacity or seed capacity, and we're adjusting as we go in the different models. And so it's something that we're constantly trying to put as much on the planter as we can to suit the farmer's needs, but also keep the weight down because compaction in the spring is always an issue as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yep. Well, Kinze planters, of course, have been top of the line for a long period of time. And if people want more information, Tom, where do they go?
They can go to Kinze.com. You can go to our Kinze YouTube channel, or you can visit your local Apple Farm Service dealer, and they'd be happy to fill you in on any questions that you might have.
Thomas, nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you. Thanks.
And for more information, as always, you can check us out on the web at InOhioCountry.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, at myfarmersalliance.com. Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs.
Hey, that's going to do it for this week's edition of In Ohio Country Today. From the home of Farmers Alliance in beautiful Wapakoneta, Ohio, your area Bex dealer, and one of our fine sponsors. For more information about Farmers Alliance, you can check us out on the web at In Ohio Country Today. We'll also have a link to our podcast, our YouTube channel, and more at InOhioCountry.com. Have a good day, everybody.